This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Leading with a watershed day for Uber in Britain, the car service has agreed to offer minimum wage, vacation pay, and retirement contributions to drivers there. This after the UK's highest court ruled that drivers are employees, subject to laws governing employees. My Marketplace colleague, the BBC's Victoria Craig, has more from London. Good morning, Victoria.
Good morning, David.
Who do these changes apply to?
Well, they apply to Uber's 70,000 drivers here in the UK. Now, the company will pay at least the national living wage from now on, which stands at just over $12. It'll go to drivers regardless of their age. It's important to note here in the UK, that wage fluctuates depending on whether you're over or under 25. And Uber says it will also now automatically enroll its drivers in a retirement plan and pay contributions. It'll also give them vacation pay.
And where's it going to get the money for this?
Well, Uber's general manager, Jamie Haywood, said it won't come from higher fees for passengers. He told the BBC he plans to pay for it by expanding the business.
By bringing drivers onto the platform and also by growing with cities as they unlock, this will be a good business move as well.
It's important to note, though, analysts have said prices did rise in California to offset driver perks that were part of the Prop 22 ballot measure passed in November.
And what are you hearing from British drivers?
Well, it's interesting. The two men who originally brought the case against Uber have welcomed the changes, but they say they don't go far enough. They want drivers to be paid for the time they spend waiting for customers, for example, because as it goes, they're only paid for the time they're spent driving. And one employment lawyer also told the BBC that she worries how it will affect the wider gig economy if there are higher costs to operate. Some companies, she argues, may hire fewer workers or just stop operating altogether.
Victoria Craig hosts an early edition of Marketplace Morning Report out of the BBC in London, and we're together in the podcast feed every day. Victoria, thank you.
My pleasure.